Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
We'll get to Jackson Dart in a little bit. We'll have Larry Fitzgerald in studio with us. I mean, if you don't laugh, you're going to cry about it. Saturday morning, now you know me, I was resigned to the fact that they were not going to get in. I just truly...
So was Hoff, both of you guys.
I don't say issue with Hoff, but Hoff wasn't alone, that there were a lot of people that I felt, and I can't speak for everybody else, I'm just telling you how I felt.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people that were always anticipating the other shoe to drop and always anticipating that negative, oh, they're going to blow it. Now, maybe Hoff had his reasons based on merit. Maybe some others did. I didn't see it that way. And then when I did, I jumped ship. Even with that, by Saturday morning, I was like, all right. Like, getting ready to watch the game Saturday, I'm thinking, don't do this to us, man. Like, get in, get beat by the Dodgers, whatever. That's a different level of pain, a different level of assessment. Don't lose to the Marlins again and not get in. And then they win Saturday, yeah, and of course, then yesterday.
Great.
I will admit, yesterday I was bothered.
How could you not be?
Well,
I'd be distraught if I was a Mets fan right now.
I watched the entire post game because I'm one of those who like to sulk in it. Like, I want to feel their pain. I want to hear Mendoza. I want to hear Lindor, Alonso, Soto. And then I shut it off once I got to Senga because I don't want to hear anything from Kodak Senga.
Oh, Senga, I changed my body. What the hell was he saying? Get out of here.
Lost! Get him out! Get him out! If I am Cohen, I'm walking in there today like, you out. Irrational or not, like... Dude, this type of embarrassment is unacceptable.
Well, I remember saying, and I did think that the Mets would somehow find a way to get in. I said that on Friday. I said that the week before that. Hoff, I think it was September 8th or September 9th. It was early September. He said that the Mets were going to collapse, and I guess he nailed it. But I didn't think that they would. But, I remember saying, you know, just seeing the other side of the coin, like, well, if it doesn't go well and they don't make it, we're going to learn the temperament of Steve Cohen. Like, is there any volatility? Like, if he's the modern day George in terms of spending money and trying to elevate, and like, what is his threshold for being embarrassed? Because I don't care how much money you have, 15, 16, 18, $20 billion, when you flush money down the chute, it's not so much about the money, it's about the endeavor that is now mocked by a lot of people around baseball, which leads you to being embarrassed. And brilliant people and successful people don't like being embarrassed. So I am a little surprised that we heard 20 hours ago, immediately after, from Martino, Mendoza's back. I'm a little surprised at that.
Yeah, I still think it was the right move.
I do too, but I'm still surprised from Cohen.
Yeah, well,
I thought he might snap on this. This is snap worthy. Yeah, you got to at least give me that.
But I also wouldn't want him to snap. Like, I want wholesale changes. To me, acting the way that George used to, irrationally at times, like, you got to be somewhat measured here. And you could be angry, you could be embarrassed at first. When you're making the decisions, like, it's one thing for the fans to say a certain thing. It's one thing for us to say a certain thing. When the owner of the organization, if he's acting emotionally,
yeah,
that's not the best way to do business necessarily.
Fair enough. You know what, Sal? I hear you on that. But then I would say, okay, once the anger and shock slowly dissipates, and for Met fans, it's going to be a slow withdrawal, unfortunately. But when that happens for your owner, we're going to find out his tolerance for substandard play. And I don't mean with the manager or with Stearns. It is still absolutely my belief. You guys just tuned in. You want to get the open. I mean, it was good. A free Odyssey app. Check it out. I believe they got to take a wrecking ball to this roster. I would get rid of Nimmo.
Well, he might.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I want to see how he responds. If you're not going to fire the manager, that's fine. You got to change some pieces, some big pieces here.
I think the first conversation, they're probably having these conversations maybe literally right now, because David Stern's going to speak today at the end of the year presser at 3:30. So they're probably meeting at Citi Field. Like, if I'm Steve Cohen, I'm calling everybody into my office, whoever's relevant, whether it's Stearns, Mendy, whoever else in that front office, yep, and saying, what happened? Here's what I spent. Here's what all the other teams spent. Why is my team on the outside looking in? I hired you to put this together, and I hired you to manage this team. Neither of you did a good enough job, so why did this happen? And now you're going to get one last. Now, I don't know if I'd be that harsh, maybe, but maybe I would, because I'd be that angry and that embarrassed. And now I'll give you another chance because, you know, I'm not going to make any rash, irrational decisions based on emotion here, but you've got to fix this, and you've got to fix it like now. This can't happen again. And if it happens again, then there are going to be repercussions. So I'm sure there's going to be scapegoats on the coaching staff, hitting coach, pitching coach. Like, I'd probably get rid of them all. Mm-hmm. Not to be insensitive to the people who are going to lose their jobs, but you can't have something like this. This is how people get fired.
If they fire the first base coach, that's what I can't believe. Yeah. I'm defending him for. That's one of the most unfair things I've ever seen. That guy was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Come on, dude. Stole 40 paces.
But think about it. Think about this. In all likelihood, a lot of coaches are going to lose their job. Do you really think that this is the coach's fault?
No, absolutely not.
So that's the point. Like, so it's just a pound of flesh.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to fire Stearns or Mendy.
Then that's not a good owner.
No.
If you're just firing something for a cosmetic change, how about you get to the root of the issue?
Yeah, well, I think that they're going to. I think that some of the coaches clearly didn't.
The third base coach got to go. Yeah. Awful.
I agree with that. They can't score runners from second base on a base
hit, which drives me nuts. Goodbye.
Well, you could say pitching coach. Like, I've never seen anything like it. I know Hefner was talked about in a big way, and everybody loves Hefner. Like, you couldn't find somebody to get you five innings.
I know, but there's a lot of evidence with Hefner. I would spare him. I don't know if they will. I would spare
him. Either way,
and Griffin Canty looked good before he got hurt. You know, there was some evidence.
I personally, now again, it's hard for me to say because I'm not in there with the meetings. I personally would clean house, even the first base coach. I don't care.
Nah.
I'd send the message that this is unacceptable. Get a new coaching staff in here. I'd also let Mendy pick his staff. Like, they didn't do that. I remember talking to Willie Randolph. I don't know if this was on the air or off the air. I hope it was on the air. But I talked to Willie about it, and he, I think, was in a line to be one of the coaches. Remember, this was like reported.
I don't remember Willie being really seriously thought of. What, the coach third?
I'm pretty
coach?
Sure that there was some story that got out there to be a part of the staff, and then it kind of fell apart.
I don't remember that.
What I would do, because they don't do that nowadays. They don't have these managers pick their staff. Like, that to me doesn't make any sense. I'd want to surround the manager with the people that he trusts and he feels comfortable with. So if it were me, now I know this is maybe odd timing where you're going to have a lame duck manager going into next year, let him pick his staff, but that's what I would do. And then, obviously, the bigger issue, because it's not just about the coaches. It's about the players. How are you going to fix what you believe is broken about this team?
Nimmo, see ya. Yeah. I'd start there. You know, I gave you a couple of things, but we're going to have these discussions all winter. Yeah. And we really are.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Chris is in Nanuet. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris. What's up, buddy?
So, honestly, I think the Mets are pretty broken.
We got to let you go there, Chris.
Sorry, dude.
I'll put you on hold. You get a bad line. So, talk with Hoff maybe and see if you can get a better line here. Dan is calling from Bayside. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. But a point that never brought up, and I'm as dissatisfied as anybody. I mean, this is an organizational. To get knocked out by the Marlins three times at the end of the year in 20 years, it's unfathomable. But I'll tell you this about Steve Cohen. As much of a Mets fan as he is, as much of a businessman as he is, it's business first. And when you look outside that outfield and you look at what he's developing, and again, nobody brings this up, and I know Steve Cohen's going to say today, I'm a Mets fan and this and that. David Stern's decisions are what led us to the end of this. But Steve Cohen is still in line to get that casino. And I can guarantee you right now, that means more to Steve Cohen than the Mets making the playoffs. He will never admit it. He will never get on the radio and say it. But I guarantee that's what his World Series is. It's not ours. Because I'm so disgusted with that.
First of all, I disagree with that. Second of all, what is that? Like, you have an issue with Cohen? I'm confused.
No. Look, we all wanted Cohen to be here. We all wanted the Wilpons out. But as much as we want Cohen to make a decision about Mendoza, we want him to make a decision about the GM, he's not doing it. Coming back. Yeah, maybe some players might be gone.
Yeah.
But this is such an organizational thing.
Yeah, but Dan, he did make a decision, Dan, and his decisions to retain them. You could disagree with that. That's fine. You don't think you could have two true passions? I think that's unfair to Cohen to make it just about the casinos and just about the building up of the Citi Field area. I mean, he can. Why can't you want to do both? Like, I love coaching my kids, and I love doing a radio show. You can have more than one passion.
Cohen's not the guy to go after. Like, think about what you're saying. What, you want him to fire Stearns and Mendoza? They just went to the NLCS a year ago. I mean, good God, you guys also wanted Billy Epler fired after you won 101 games. Well, how's that worked out? Now, he got fired for different reasons. Billy Epler saved the season. He saved the season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
With McClain, Tong, and Sproat. Like, you can't just hire and fire general managers every 2 years. Doesn't work like that. Whoa, he had a good year last year, so he's the greatest. Oh, bad year this year, so he's the worst. No, it takes years. Years. Like, Stearns is here, and I would anticipate BT, he's going to be here for at least another several years. I don't even think you could properly judge him next year. Now, almost every move that he made as it pertained to this year was a failure. But odds are that that won't happen to that level again next year. But you've got to show whether it's growth in the farm system, players coming up ready to contribute, a different style of player, more versatile, better speed, defense. Like, you got to give Stearns his time to draft and develop his own farm system.
You can change the GMs and the coaches a lot, and then you'll be the Jets and the Giants for basically 15 years. Good luck with that. We're the Knicks back in the day when they kept doing it. When you have stability, you don't run away from it just because you're disappointed in the result. Now, that's not a license for the next 10 years or even five for Stearns to build this out the right way. But no, I wouldn't fire him either because it's just too early. Here's where I would be really angry at Cohen. Let's just say he does a bait and switch, which I don't even think he would ever do this. But let's say he gets the casinos, because that's what the last caller said, right? He gets the casinos, the area is built up, he makes a gazillion more dollars, right? His net worth goes through the roof even more. And then he says, after he gets everything that he wants, okay, he says, you know what? I'm going to dial back the expenditures here, and I'm going to go from the top payroll or the second payroll to the 17th or the 16th, like it was from the Wilpons for a little, with the Wilpons. Then I could see the Met fans saying, dude, you turned on us, man. Yeah. We thought you were this, and now because you got what you wanted, now you're going to go back to a way that we were trying to get away from forever with the Wilpons. That's never going to happen. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't question, is he a great owner? Is he a good owner? He's still also an owner who's learning a little bit.
Correct.
He's only been four or five years, whatever it is. So there is a learning curve with it. You can be pissed off. You could say that Cohen's a bad owner. You could say that he should fire everybody. I don't think that that's accurate, and I don't think that's really reflective of what he's been so far. However, the team, I'd get rid of at least five prominent guys. No way I would bring them back.
Yeah, like for years it was about the ownership because they didn't spend enough. And it's not just about the money. All you could ask for from an owner is that he does everything within his power to put the franchise in a place to be successful. Steve Cohen has done that. Now, they haven't been successful. The offseason was a success getting Juan Soto. The in-season was a disaster because they failed to win. Like, We talked about it the whole time. Yeah, it's great to go get Juan Soto and great to spend the money. Now what follows is they have to have sustained success. That's the hardest part. He's still learning, but it's not his fault. This is not on Steve Cohen. You want the owner to spend, hire the right people, put his organization in a place to where they can be successful. He's done that. If it goes sideways and they continue to lose, he's going to hold the guys accountable and make changes. Like, Steve Cohen to me is the least of his. You should be happy when you wake up today as a Met fan that Steve Cohen's the owner.
Now, I know Stearns is going to speak today at 3:30. I'm sure Evan Ohtake will play that for a little bit. But I'll tell you one thing that I would want to hear from Cohen today. Now, it wouldn't change the result of the weekend, the result of the season. This just always resonates with me, even though it doesn't change the bottom line situation, and I don't think I'm very different from a lot of Met fans who are hurting right now, because I've been hurt with a lot of my teams. When you're hurting, you want to know that your owner's bothered by it. And that's not necessarily by a rash firing, to your point before, but I would like, whether it's a tweet, and he's been very quiet lately on social media, whether it's eventually getting around to, you know, a state of the Mets, look the Met fan in the eye, communicate to them, we did not expect this, this is unacceptable, I have faith in the GM and the manager, but we are going to change a lot because you deserve better. He can't be quiet.
I expect we are going to get that.
I would think
in
so, but you got to hear that at some point.
Justin is in North Jersey. What's up, Justin?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, what's up?
Hey, first time with you, BT. Sal, you and I commiserated a decade ago after Ferry Collins abdicated his authority in Game 5.
Oh, man, a long time ago.
So many things to say about the Mets, but Mendoza, first thing I would say is I don't have any insight into how the organization works. Is he getting pregame memos from Stearns as to how he's going to call the game? Certainly he deserves some of the blame as the manager, not even a question about that. But are his hands tied as far as what he's doing?
Well, they weren't a year ago. I mean, that was reported upon. And I would bet that it's a collaborative effort, as always. And ultimately, he's going to have the final say. But what I didn't like this year is that, and thank you for the call, Justin. Good to hear from you, even if it is 10 years later. Get back to us. Come on. What I would say is that last year, Mendoza had the guts to go against the numbers in certain cases and went with his gut feel for a lot of things. And the front office, to their credit, allowed him to do so without repercussions. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Last year, more good than bad. This year, without knowing the exact inner workings, just from watching from afar, it felt to me like Mendy was more by the books and as if the front office was more hands-on, or at least he followed what they said would be the better thing to do, whether it be the lineup, whether it be playing certain guys, whatever it may be. It felt to me like this year, Mendy was more by the book, and then at the end of it could say, well, you guys told me to make this lineup, here's the lineup. You guys told me to play this guy, here's what I did. Like, hard to blame him. Well, you told me to bring in Helsley in the eighth inning, Rogers in the seventh, Diaz in the ninth, here we go, and it didn't work. Like, that to me is how Mendy managed this year.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish I really did know. I can't delineate between the two. See, here's the thing. If he started to acquiesce because of whether it's internal pressures, whatever it might be, well, then I would say, well, then, you know, to Mendoza, with all due respect, that's weak. Because if you did manage more with the gut your first year and you were successful, why the hell would you change the approach so radically in year two? So I don't really know what
maybe he succumbed to the pressure, different expectations.
I mean, it could be. Maybe just became more collaborative organically. I'm not sure. But what I am pretty sure about is, you know, you got a first baseman who might not be back. You got a second baseman that needs to go. You got a shortstop who kicked the ball around all year. You got a third baseman situation that was unsettled for most of the season. Your catching situation stinks until it's further resolved. Nimmo's got to go. Center field was awful, and Soto was terrific. So, again, we could focus on the pitching, right? We could really focus on the pitching, but this is not a lap. Trust me, I'm not trying to be that guy. But the one thing that struck me most of the year about the Mets is that I didn't think their talent was as good as some other people did. And when you lose again to the Marlins and you lose to these bad teams, that's probably the case.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey,
it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.